Today in the gospel, Jesus returns to his childhood home. How much has changed since he was a little boy? How much has stayed the same? Was the faith that Jesus encountered in his day anything like the faith in Nazareth so many years before? Well, what about this land that we call home today? On this Independence Day, one could ask, from a Catholic perspective, what the faith looked like then and what it looks like now. Well, leading up to the American Revolution, there were essentially four countries battling for control of the New World: England, France, Spain, and a little farther south, Portugal. So there was a 75% chance that the United States would be founded by a country friendly to the Catholic Church. 3 out of 4 possibility. But it didn't work out that way. Instead, on July 4th, 1776, the population of the newly founded United States of America was 2.5 million people, of which only 25,000 were Catholic. That's right, only 1% of this country at its founding was Catholic. A reflection of the unwelcome reception that the church received in a hostile England at the time. In fact, of the 56 people who signed the Declaration of Independence, do you know how many were Catholic? One. 1 out of 56 signers was Catholic. Charles Carroll of Maryland. Well, that can seem a far cry from 2021, when some 20% of the country is Catholic, with an even greater percentage than that in Congress, in the Supreme Court, and of course, in the White House. This weekend provides an opportunity to reflect on how our Catholic faith sees the role of those in authority, whether they are Catholic or not. At its foundation is what the Church calls the common good. The common good is one of the pillars of Catholic social teaching. So what do we mean by the common good? Well, one of the key documents of Vatican II, called Gaudium et Spes, which means joy and hope, says that the common good is the sum total of social conditions which allow people, either as groups or as individuals, to reach their fulfillment more fully and more easily. Let me say that again. The common good is the sum total of social conditions which allow people, either as groups or as individuals, to reach their fulfillment more fully and more easily. In other words, the common good helps people to be who they were meant to be. In fact, Gaudium et Spes says that the common good is the reason we have societies and governments in the first place. Now, all of us have a responsibility to work for the common good. But those who have authority over someone else have a specific responsibility for ensuring the common good. Parents, employers, legislators. The Catechism states that there are three essential elements: respect for the person, social well-being and development, and peace. With each of these three elements, it's worth asking what is necessary to work for the common good, and how our Catholic faith uniquely calls us to that. First, respect for the person. Now, this could go many different directions, but a fundamental piece of that respect for the person is a respect of their right to life. Whether that person is born or not born, rich or poor, whether that person is documented or undocumented, free or in prison, someone cannot live a life of fulfillment if their life in general is in jeopardy. Interestingly, in the same section, the Catechism states that this respect for the person also entails a freedom to practice religion. Part of the common good is the ability to live our faith. The second essential element is social well-being and development. In this case, the Catechism actually gives a fairly detailed list of what that element includes. Not an exhaustive list, but a full list. It says that social well-being and development means accessibility to food, clothing, health, work, education and culture, suitable information, the right to establish a family, and so on. That's what it says, and so on. It's not an exhaustive list. What would it mean to make sure that everyone has accessibility to food, accessibility to clothing? Accessibility to health has been front and center for us. If I make too much to qualify for Medicaid, but not enough money to get private health insurance, is there a way that I can have accessibility to health and to care? The third and final essential element is peace. This is the smallest section, but it connects the element of peace with the concept of security, even acknowledging a legitimate need for defense, be it self-defense or the defense of a country. By providing stability and security, one is providing for the common good. So you see that the church's vision of the common good does not align with a political party or any ism. Rather, the church's vision for the common good is one that recognizes an authentic respect for the person, the accessibility of social well-being and development, and the promotion of peace. So whether Catholics make up 20% or 1% of this country, whether our Catholic government leaders live their faith or betray their faith, Jesus gave us the framework for a civilization of love that is truly one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.